Hello, hello. My name is Jacqueline Twilley. I'm your host of Power Banking, the podcast for women who work in male-dominated industries. What you're about to listen to is a conversation that I had with the founder of Kelly Brand Communications, Kelly. She's phenomenal. You may have seen her picture. I've shared it on all social media recently. She will be joining me in Atlanta, Georgia on February 16th for the Women's Leadership Masterclass. We're covering three topics: leadership, personal branding, and negotiation. So she and I got on a live on social media, and this is the audio from our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Please reach out to Kelly if you have any questions. She has a phenomenal background. Check her out on LinkedIn. And if you want to attend the Women's Leadership Masterclass in Atlanta, February 16, 2019, there is still time to get a ticket. Talk to you soon. Hi, Instagram fam. What's up? What's up? Good to see y'all on this good old Tuesday. Hey, Kelly. Hi, Hannah. How are you? So good to see you, dear.
We did it.
Yay. You look fab, Kelly.
Girl, I got on sweats.
Oh my goodness, awesome. So yes, we're connected. Well, Hannah, this is my friend Kelly. Hannah lives in Dallas. She's joining us. For everybody who's coming in, hey.
Hi.
Kelly, I'm so excited about next week.
Me too. I can't wait. I'm like getting all my points together, adding stuff, trying not to be overwhelming, but it's such an exciting topic. And I think overall, like with everything that we're going to be talking about, I think the people are going to leave with things they can actually implement and make changes in their lives. And that's exciting.
Absolutely. Hey, Rosemary, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rosemary. So,
Kelly and I are talking about the Women's Leadership Masterclass that's coming to Atlanta next Saturday, the 16th. We have a few seats left. It is going to be so phenomenal. We've done this in several cities. Y'all, we're covering the three main points that all women leaders master, okay? So they master it at different stages. We're covering the three main things next week: leadership,
yep,
personal branding,
yep,
and negotiation, right? They all go hand in hand. We're going to do a deep dive. So if you've never been to a masterclass, this is an intensive where we come in, we give you resources, we give you tools. You're not, this isn't like one of those inspirational things where you're like, only a high five. You leave with tools.
Listen, to be honest with you, that is the main reason I wanted to do it with you, because this is, let me put the disclaimer out there now. I'm not knocking anybody's women empowerment, anything like that. It's just for me, like, I like the tangible. I like things that for myself. And if anytime I'm doing a presentation, things that people can leave with and implement, I think there is a time and place for empowerment, rah-rah and high five and feel good. And then there's a time to do. And the things that we're going to be talking about is do. You need to be doing. Implement the negotiation skills, implement the leadership skills, implement the personal branding stuff. Like, this is about doing. And that gets me excited. I love it.
I get excited too. And y'all, a lot of women's empowerment, and we are all for women's empowerment, 100%. But women have been empowered. Like Kelly just said, it is action time. So how do you take the information that you have and then you fill in the gaps with the things you don't know how to do and take action? That's what the masterclass is all about. Hey, 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 everybody joining us.
Hey.
Let's see, Erica, Jesse, ATL, Jess, hope to see you next weekend,
right,
at the Women's Masterclass.
Absolutely.
Marcy, Kane, hey, y'all. So we are going to be, it's a group of ambitious women. So let me tell y'all the type of women who come to the Women's Leadership Masterclass. You are ready to blow the doors off of your goals.
So you already know you're ready to level up. You want to be promoted. You want to get a raise. You may have a business on the side, and you understand the importance of maintaining your professional image. That's where Kelly's going to come in and really break down really what you need to know about personal branding, because it is not just an Instagram page.
No. So. No, I think personal branding today is more important than ever. Once you strip away what everybody does, it comes down to that human element, and it comes down to somebody liking you or being interested in you enough for you to get their attention on what it is you have to say or do. And I think so many people get wrapped up in their logo and creating like a slick flyer for their business and a web, and that's great. But today people are stopping the scroll because of human element. They're yep. curious. It stops them from scrolling through LinkedIn, Facebook, your resume, any sort of content online, because of your first your human element. You're connecting with them in some way. They see your mannerisms, they hear your voice, your delivery, your story. There's a whole host of things that have to get them before they get into, okay, here's what you do, here are your qualifications.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Y'all, most resumes only get scanned from 7 to 11 seconds. Think about that. Wow. So you put all that time and energy, and they're looking for 7 to 11 seconds. And that is a part of your brand. So you have to know how to be able to speak about yourself and your accomplishments and not be afraid to and apologize for it. And one of the things that I love about the Women's Leadership Masterclass, and like I said, we've done this several times before, I have heard so many women come and say, tangibly, I walked away with an action plan. And mm-hmm. that is what Kelly said you're going to do. You're going to walk away with the do. And women are able to execute on it because we're not just talking at you. We're working through those things together. And it's an intimate setting. So it's not going to be 500 women in the room. We keep it limited in size just so that it can be effective enough for you to grow. And I read a stat a few weeks ago. Women are now less than 5% of Fortune 500 leaders in the U.S.
Wow.
That dropped from the all-time high of like 7.6%. Y'all, wow. That's it. The all-time high was 7.6% of women leaders in Fortune 500. So when you're in a leadership role, we know that there are challenges, no yes. doubt about it. But we also know the solutions. So helping you to customize those solutions to your situation. And we're really focused on women who work in male-dominated industries.
Yeah.
Because you not only have to perform, you have to deal with some guy saying, oh, you look really cute in your yeah. presentation today. And you want to give him this look like, okay, but my presentation was bomb. We right. tell you how to do that effectively without receiving the backlash, because we know the backlash is real. We know you need mentors, and we know men don't want a mentor right now because we're in the era of Me Too. So when we talk about our leadership, we're going to be breaking down all of those aspects for you to set you up for success, to help you find those relationships that will help you grow. Now, when we talk about the money, negotiation is so not a battle. It is so not a battle. It is simply a conversation about what you bring to the table and what you want in exchange for it. So that's your money, that's support, that's resources. And when we're talking about leadership, you got to be able to negotiate for your team as well, how to get your team the stuff they need over somebody else's team so that you can get your bonus and get paid.
Get paid your worth. You know, I think that I love that we're having more conversations around that, and we're uncovering and being honest about what prevents us from doing that. I feel insecure speaking up. I feel uncomfortable. I feel unqualified. I feel not worthy. I feel not good enough. I'm still having imposter syndrome, all these things that people been hiding and not saying. So then they don't work through it to kind of break through that and admit it, and then be able to work on those things. And I think obviously women have a very unique set of experiences and a unique set of challenges in the workplace. So I'm excited to join with these women, and let's just get super raw, like be honest, be very clear. I mean, that there's no other way to get through it.
Yeah. Kelly, you had this video that went viral on LinkedIn a couple of months ago, and you were just talking about, you were being vulnerable and talking about reaching out, getting help and things like that. Can you touch on that, about how that helps you to thrive in your career?
Yeah, I mean, you have to reach out. That's what really was the game changer for me to get back to my business. Is I was in a very unhappy situation. I was doing what I had to do because I have a kid, and kids are super expensive. If anybody is even thinking about doing it, it costs a lot of money. And I'm doing what I have to do, but my passion is lying someplace else. And I'm really asking myself, how do I get back to it? What do I do? You know what? Let me find a mentor. I'm 37 years old. I don't know where the hell you find a mentor at this age. Like, we're not on a college campus. I'm not looking at anybody at the job I'm currently at. Where do I find a mentor? And I connected with a lady who was more seasoned than me, but super relatable. And I asked her to lunch. I thought it would be weird. I didn't know like what to say. I didn't know how she would respond. But I asked her to lunch, and at lunch, I just spilled it. I said, this is where I am. This is where I want to be. And I have no idea how to get there. It doesn't matter that I ran a business before and it was good. I don't know what to do now. And I can't be afraid to say that, because I don't want to look stupid, or I don't want to look inexperienced. Like, I got to speak up. And she gave me so much information, and the information she gave me, I acted on it, and it changed my whole circumstance. So it's very important that we are opening up and we're having these conversations and just being honest. There's a lot of people struggling with stuff, and they're never going to break through because they don't want to say that they feel a certain way, that they feel unqualified, or they don't feel good enough, smart enough, whatever.
Yep. And y'all, we come together with this masterclass. And if y'all have questions for us, if you're going to be in Atlanta at the masterclass next week, drop us a note, but we can do a little Q&A. So pop some questions in surrounding leadership, personal branding, and negotiation. And we'll get to one or two questions. But that is so important. Like, we don't know what we don't know. And it's important for women to network with other women who have either faced the challenge or who are going through the same thing, because you brainstorm together, and that's how you overcome those challenges. And real talk, this is what men do when they get together for networking. One of the biggest things, and this is one of the reasons why my company services women primarily, men have events to network for hours where they build relationships.
Yeah.
Women typically only go to networking breakfast type things where you're rushing in, doing your morning chores, and then you do the event, and then you bust out.
Yeah.
And guess what, y'all? We're missing opportunities to do exactly what Kelly did, to have those deep, raw conversations so you can break through and change the trajectory of your situation so you can have the most fulfilled career, whether that's starting a business or thriving in your 9-to-5.
Absolutely. Or, yeah, I mean, a hybrid of both. Whatever it may be, there's so many options today. And maybe you don't want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe you just want a side hobby that you love. Whatever it is, we just have to be having these conversations around how we're really feeling about stuff and not be afraid to say that. And that usually is a first step to breaking through, when you can have those honest, open discussions. And then the other thing too is getting out of your own head. A lot of times, if you don't say it out loud, you just let it swirl in there, you will drive yourself batty. You will come up with all kind of stories and all kind of reasoning, and you ain't bounced it off nobody. You ain't asked nobody's opinion, but your own. You've been swirling around in your head, and then you convince yourself that it's true, and you've not bounced it off an outside party.
Yeah.
Once you do, you're kind of like, and you get feedback from them, it's like, oh yeah, I guess I never thought of it. Well, no, you didn't think about it because you've been running it in your own head. Like,
well, and you know what? There was a meme going around a few months ago, and it rubbed me the wrong way. It was like, stop asking blind people to proofread your vision. And I said, man, that takes away the important aspect of people networking and building relationship. Because guess what? The way that you see things through a different angle and get through is by saying it out loud and getting out of your own head. But also, y'all, making time to network. Investing in yourself isn't just about dollars. It's about the time that you're willing to do. So, yeah, you might not feel like being around You might not feel like being around people, but mm-hmm. that's how you grow. Sometimes you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. If you have not been to a professional development event in the last 6 months to a year, you got to come to this Leadership Masterclass in Atlanta. The link's in my bio.
It's mine too. Kelly's
bio, so go check it out. Definitely hit either of us up if you have any questions. Absolutely. If you have questions, again, about leadership, personal branding, negotiation, you can drop it in the comments. We'll do two questions now. But y'all, if you are not taking the time professionally to be around other professionals who are leveling up their game, you are missing a huge opportunity. And especially if you're in the stage of your career where you're in that 30s window, somewhere in the age group of the 30s, that's where it becomes extremely important for women to strengthen their networks, because in your early career, in your 20s, early 30s, it's about your competency, which y'all got that. Y'all check, check, check on competency. But how people get promoted, how people talk about you and your brand, that's next level. And that's what we do in the Women's Leadership Masterclass. We help you to bridge that gap, to go from the worker bee, first level manager, and put you in a trajectory so that you can thrive and hit those executive ranks. So for once and for all, we can say, we can stop saying the highest levels of women in Fortune 500 was 7.something%. Like, it's 2019. That just makes no sense at all.
The other thing too, to your point about networking being different in your 30s, the people that are going to help you level up from your 30s on, they're not in, it takes a different type of relationship to grow with them. Mm-hmm. So you need a different set of skills in just being able to engage with other people, because the people that are going to help you level up from your 30 plus year career on, they don't have the same mentality. You've got to learn how to speak their language, move how they move, or at least be able to rock with them a certain way, so that somebody's going to take you on their wing and say, you know what? I like her. Let me take her under a wing, give her some advice, you know, help groom her a little bit. But if you're only running around with your peers and you're still holding on to the same networking skills that got you to this point, you know, or leadership or personal brand or any of that, you're not going to excel to the next level. So it is important to keep your skills sharp. These type of things, masterclass, especially the ones where you're doing. Again, if you're just hopping on, that's really one of the things I like about this, and the main reason I agreed to do it is because it's for doers. This is not a rah-rah, high-five situation. We'll do some of that too, but this is, here are some things you can go implement today and get started. Go do. We've been empowered and lifted, and that's good. You need that from time to time, but you also have to have that do in there. If you're not executing on all this, it doesn't matter. It makes no sense.
Yep. Absolutely. If you're not executing, it makes no sense. A lot of people have all of the information in the world and they're just sitting there waiting on things to be perfect. Are they waiting on tomorrow? Let me tell you what I know for sure about tomorrow. If you put something off to tomorrow and you have all of the resources in front of you right now, when tomorrow comes, you're going to put it off till tomorrow. And you'll be sitting around at the end of 2019 like, man, I really thought 2019 was going to be my breakout year. And it could have been, but you didn't take no action. Like, you didn't push yourself out of your comfort zone. Yep. And Kelly said something earlier, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you got to get to the point where you give zero F's about other people's opinions about your success or failure. Because if you get so caught up into other people's ideas of, oh, is she succeeding? Does she have this going on? Yeah. And if you get caught up into that and you're not executing, you're not doing that, you're just wasting your time.
You're going to be left behind. And that's something that I've lived. It's something I still struggle with. Sometimes I find myself in a rut where I'm not moving and I have to ask myself why. What is the problem? Why are you getting hung up? Why are you procrastinating? Have those honest conversations with yourself. Don't wallow in it and waste more time. Figure out why am I procrastinating? Because I don't feel like I can complete the project. Okay, well, what would it take for you to complete the project? This is, again, a conversation. Well, what would it take? Well, maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to ask for help. Okay, well, then do that. And then so you can move on. But if you don't explore What's stopping you and you don't get real with yourself, you're never going to move forward. Why aren't you writing down your goals? Because I don't think I can achieve them. Well, why don't you think you can achieve them? Because blah, 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 blah. Like, if you start to work through it, you'll start to see progress. You just have to do. You have to act. And a lot of people don't.
Yep. And I'm going to read y'all something that one of the ladies who attended the masterclass last year, I'm going to read something that she shared with us. She said, I really needed this. I felt like the event was designed for me. I'm a young mom. My husband and I are both growing in our careers. And I have to put my kids first. It's just the age that they are at right now. But I also want to make sure that I'm doing things at work that make sense, that will help me get paid more and enhance my leadership. But my kids were still my focus. When I left, I had a plan. I talked to my supervisor. I took one part-time course, and I'm on track to become a manager within 16 months. Y'all, so I'm not reading her whole story there, but that's what it's about. She left with a plan, and then she went and talked to her manager, and then she got in a part-time course, and one of the things she kept saying was her and her husband are both early in their career, and they have kids, so the kids are the primary focus. But she, not only did she come to the masterclass, she got a concrete plan, she got additional resources, and now she's on track. So I guess in 16 months, when her kids are a little bit older, she can step into a management role. Like, that's but a game-changing moment.
Has she not came? Because, see, I went through this. I have a toddler. So it's real. It is a real feeling for a lot of reasons, to feel like a lot of things are out of your reach. Had she not come to the masterclass, she'd be sitting somewhere swirling in her head how she wished she could do X, Y, and Z, but I can't. Where would I find the time? Where would I find the money? I don't know who's going to watch the kid. How am I going to get there? How am I going to do this? And it will play over and over. It would just keep looping. And then years will keep passing. But she came. She acted. She came. Mm-hmm. She learned. She got a plan. And she executed. And she's on her way. Maybe not the timeline she thought or whatever, but she has a plan. And that's the important thing. My God, I went through this after I had my daughter. I was so wanting to do so much, but at my core, understanding obviously my kid comes first and just trying to navigate and figure that out, it can seem impossible. It can feel completely impossible. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just another testament to when you attend things or invest in yourself to learn to do, you can leave with a concrete plan where it could be something you never thought of. Maybe options you never even thought were real. Oh, we got a question. Who's that?
Let's see here. Hey, y'all that just joined. Okay, so this is Naisha, and she says, how do you balance the goals, growth, and personal life as well as networking? Oh, good question. You want me to take that or you want to take it, Kelly?
I would say for the goal part, I would focus on realistic timelines, given your situation. Mm-hmm. I know that for me, I am notorious for doing the whole I'm gonna do it in 2 weeks. And it's like, girl, you got a 3-year-old, you running a business, you got a husband. It's not gonna happen in 2 weeks. What's a more realistic time frame? It can still happen, maybe not in 2 weeks. Let's be real about the timeline of the goals. And then in terms of scheduling, I don't think there's any 100% way to balance all that stuff. For me, I just try to take it one day at a time and do what I can and give myself grace for whatever didn't get done. What's your take, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think, you know, when you said balance your goals, your growth, your personal life, and your networking, you have to understand why you're networking. You should be networking intentionally, especially at this stage. For the women who are coming to the Leadership Masterclass, you have to be extremely intentional about what you do. So, you know, for me, a Super Bowl party isn't going to help me grow my business. Although it's a fun thing, and yes, you got to recharge, but I really wasn't going to get recharged from going to a Super Bowl party. And I knew all the people there, and I wasn't going to grow in my business. So being intentional where I need to be in my career, I had to say no to that. And part of what helps me to do that, I rewrite down my top 5 goals for 2019 every single morning before I start my day. I rewrite those goals, okay, every day. So when opportunities come up to network, it helps me to say yes or no very easily if they don't fit in those buckets. And you might not have time to write your stuff down every day, but at least read your goals every day. And when things come up and they sound cool, but they don't align with those things, then you can have confidence in saying no when you don't have that FOMO, like, oh, I don't want to miss out, because you're like, oh, no, I'm focused.
Very clear. Yeah, that's so weird you said. I started writing my goals down when I was in the job that I didn't want to be in anymore. And that was one of the, I would write my goals down every day that I got into that cubicle. I would write them down over, and this is my book, y'all. I would write them over and over and over and over. These are all the goals.
Yes.
I would write them over and over, and things started to happen. And I think it's what you said, because you're sort of subconsciously planted it in your head that this needs to get done, even if it's a long term. So everything else leading up to that in the day, you start to kind of categorize it, like, is that supporting that goal? No, that's actually against that goal, so I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Or now is not the time for that. I mean, last year I took a toll. I went out socially, straight socially, twice, New Year's Eve and my 20-year high school reunion. Everything else that I did was in some form, way, or another about networking. And that's probably not a healthy balance, but my focus last year was, I've got to set this foundation. I've got a lot of work to do. I don't have a lot of resources. I've got to make I have to use my time. I've got to make that work for me. Mm-hmm. So I was not going out leisurely. I don't care what you saw me doing or what it looked like. I'm telling y'all, I only went out twice for straight social last year.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm focused on what needs to happen and the stakes, and just keeping myself in line.
Yeah. And, you know, someone said, I need to do better with reviewing my goals every day. Listen, find whatever hack works for you. Some people take a picture on their phone. Some people have it on their email calendar. So every day it pops up in their email. Do whatever works for you. Like, there's things that work for Kelly and I, and that might not fit your lifestyle. That's cool. Tweak it so that you're effectively participating in your goal process and having it top of mind. Because when you see it every day or you write it every day, it will be a focus. If you're not looking out of sight, out of mind, it's so true. You know, how many times have people set New Year's goals and then they're like, in June, if somebody asks them what their goals are, you're like, I don't know where that paper is, and they can't tell you. So, I mean, it's your goals, y'all. At the end of the day, don't feel pressured to have your goals based on what anyone wants, because life's going to happen. Yeah. So if your goals are based on someone else's expectations, when life gets hard and tough, it's easy for you to say, oh, the heck with it, I can't do that, because it wasn't something that was deep in your heart. So when it's your goal specifically and you know why you want to accomplish it, then it makes it easier. It doesn't make it easy,
but it makes it easier
to stay with it through those hard parts.
Or get back on it. You fell off. You set a deadline to do X, Y, and Z by January 1st, and here we are in February and you didn't do it. Okay, what's the next deadline?
Yeah. What's next? And so, you know, I pulled my book out here. This is my first book. I wrote this in 6 months, and it became a bestseller. And people always ask me, how did you write a goal? Because I've been wanting to write a book for years. Y'all, listen, I had no long-term desire to write a book. I literally woke up August of 2013. I said I was going to write a book. And that following spring, the book was published, and it was already on the bestseller list. It was hard. My computer crashed. So many things happened, but I was disciplined every day. Even if I wrote 2 minutes a day,
I still did
something. So, you know, achieving your career goals and your leadership goals is no magic bullet, but we do have a formula. Like I said, we know the problems, but we also know the solutions.
Yep.
So hit Kelly or myself up if you have any questions about the Leadership Masterclass in Atlanta next week. The link is in both of our bios. It's an intimate group. We want to see you there. This event is for women, not to empower you. This is for the doers, like Kelly said.
This is the do. You got to be ready to do. I'm calling on people in my session. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm calling people out one by one, asking questions, putting a task on you.
And if you want to be held accountable after the fact, you know, that's part of what you get. You get the network, the community of people that's going to support you and encourage you, especially when it gets tough to follow your goals. You still need that support system. So I'm excited, y'all.
Me too. I can't wait to
see you in Atlanta. If you have a friend that's equally as ambitious as you and she's looking to grow in her career, y'all need to come together, okay? Jim Rohn says you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. I believe that. You are the sum of the people you spend your time with. So do not come alone. Bring your girlfriend with
your
work bestie, whoever that is. Y'all come together so you can grow together.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. I can't wait to be there in person, Kelly. So any parting piece of guidance for the ladies as we get ready to say goodbye?
I think probably the best piece of advice I can give is, regardless of whatever your obstacles are, regardless of what's hanging you up, just know that there is the communities are growing of supportive women who want to see each other win. And the other part too is the resources are out there, y'all. Like, our parents didn't have IG Live and the internet and LinkedIn. Like, you have all these resources in your pocket most times. Start using those. Connect with people. This can be the starting point, the social platforms, and then connect with people in real life. Grow your network. Here's my last piece. I really hate when I see people circle it around like, oh, like, followers don't matter, likes don't matter. It's about community. Is everybody on your friends list on Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram gonna be a good fit, like a good no, but you're more likely to find your tribe that way, of people that support you and like-minded individuals. You don't need to chase numbers, but don't downgrade them either. Like, these platforms are super powerful if you use them right. Start nurturing your tribe and your community and getting involved in networking so that you can build a strong connection with people.
I couldn't have said that better, Kelly. So I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. If you are in Atlanta, I want to see you at the masterclass. Hit Kelly or I up with any questions. The link's in our bio. And until next Saturday, the 16th. Continue to emulate excellence and eliminate excuses.
Oh, I like that. That's cute.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.